During the 2012 elections, far too many American voters had to stand in long lines in order to cast their ballot. Voters who were stuck waiting were all too frequently lower income and non-white. The president promised to act in order to ensure that such a disgraceful situation would never happen again. The president convened a blue ribbon panel jointly headed by the top lawyers for the Obama and Romney campaigns. Last week, the panel issued its findings. The report, The American Voting Experience, Report and Recommendations of the Presidential Commission on Election Administration, called for, among other proposals, expanded early voting, online registration, and a goal of ensuring that no voter waited online for more than 30 minutes to cast their ballot. The report was the result of a six-month-long study. The panel held hearings, as well as meetings with experts and election administrators. The report's findings came as New York is once again debating how to strengthen its democracy. And while most of that debate has been over weak ethics laws and a pay-to-play political culture, the state's obstacles to voting is another big problem. Public participation in New York's elections continues its downward trend. New York State has a voting-eligible population of nearly 13 million people in 2012. The State Board of Elections reports that nearly 11 million New Yorkers are considered actively registered to vote. That means that roughly 2 million eligible citizens were not actively registered to vote in 2012. In addition, New York State has one of the worst voter turnouts in the nation. It was ranked 47th in the nation in voter turnout in 2012. Why? The election system itself just doesn't work. New York's system is based on two major political parties running the state's elections. The theory was that with the parties watching over each other's shoulders, the public's interests would be protected. But what we've gotten instead is a system in which millions of eligible voters are not registered and a state with one of the worst voter turnouts in the nation. In addition, New York's election system has become a refuge for political party patronage. Local party leaders are often themselves chosen for leadership positions on county boards. For example, in 10 of the 57 upstate counties in 2013, at least one election commissioner or deputy commissioner was the Democrat or Republican county party chair or vice chair. Party leaders as elections commissioners, overseeing primary elections to party leadership posts that they hold and to which they may seek re-election, is an inherent conflict of interest. Are the party faithful the best choices for running the state's elections? Not at all. So what should be done? The first step is to get rid of the Board of Elections. The state should follow the guidance provided by the president's report and replace it with an independent state election commission staffed by nonpartisan professionals. And in order to help boost voter participation, the state should allow New Yorkers to register and vote on Election Day. Each year, just as interest in elections and candidates begin to peak, potential voters find that the deadline for registering to vote has already passed. Such a system would dramatically increase voter rates. Voter participation rates in same-day states are traditionally among the highest in the country. Unfortunately, New York's election system is broken beyond repair. Boards and their employees have little or no accountability to the public. The results are clear. Millions not registered to vote, shockingly low voting rates, and the major parties colluding against minor parties and too often the public interest. It's time to end New York's patronage-driven, ineffective boards of elections. Let's hope this year's reforms fix New York's election system. That's all for now. I'll be keeping an eye on the Capitol, and we'll talk to you again next week.